When that golden period arrived, Selina was busy indeed, and, while loving best to stand where the splinters were flying the thickest, she was also a careful and critical student of seamanship and of maneuver. She knew the order in which the great line of battleships moved into action, the vessels they respectively engaged, the moment when each let go its anchor, and which of them had a spring on its cable, while not understanding the phrase, she carefully noted the fact. And she habitually went into an engagement on the quarter-deck of the gallant ship that reserved its fire the longest. At the time of Selina's weird seizure, I was unfortunately away from home on a loathsome visit to an aunt, and my account is therefore feebly compounded from hearsay. It was an absence I never ceased to regret, scoring it up with a sense of injury against the aunt. There was a splendid uselessness about the whole performance that specially appealed to my artistic sense. That it should have been Selina, too, who should break out this way. Selina, who had just become a regular subscriber to the Young Ladies' Journal, and who allowed herself to be taken out to strange teas with an air of resignation palpably assumed. This was a special joy, and served to remind me that much of this dreaded convention that was creeping over us might be, after all, only veneer. Edward also was absent, getting licked into shape at school. But to him the loss was nothing. With his stern, practical bent, he wouldn't have seen any sense in it, to recall one of his favorite expressions. To Harold, however, for whom the gods had always cherished a special tenderness, it was granted not only to witness, but also, priest-like, to feed the sacred fire itself. And if at the time he paid the penalty exacted by the sordid, unimaginative ones who temporarily rule the roost, he must ever after, one feels sure, have carried inside him some of the white gladness of the acolyte who, greatly privileged, has been permitted to swing a censer at the sacring of the very mass. October was mellowing fast, and with it the year itself, full of tender hints in woodland and hedgerow, of a course well nigh completed. From all sides that still afternoon you caught the quick breathing and sob of the runner nearing the goal. Preoccupied and possessed, Selina had strayed down the garden and out into the pasture beyond, where, on a bit of rising ground that dominated the garden on one side, and the downs, with the old coach-road on the other, she had cast herself down to chew the cud of fancy. There she was presently joined by Harold, breathless and very full of his latest grievance.